For months, President Biden has been running for president quietly, but that's about to change in a significant way. We're joined now by NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith, who has new insight into Biden's campaign strategy. Tamara, so we said that this new active campaign is about to start. What is it going to look like?
Well, this Saturday on January 6th, which is the anniversary of the Capitol insurrection, Biden will hold a campaign event in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, where he will, according to the campaign, lay out the stakes for the election, for American democracy and freedom, in a location with Revolutionary War symbolism. And then on Monday, he'll visit the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. That historically black church was the site of a white supremacist shooting in 2015. And there, Biden will talk about another motivating theme for his campaign, pushing back against extremism and political violence. And he'll draw a line from the Mother Emanuel shooting to Charlottesville and to January 6th. And then later in the month, Vice President Harris will go out to the swing state of Wisconsin to mark the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. And she will tie the Dobbs decision and erosion of access to reproductive health care directly to former President Trump.
All right. So democracy, freedom, extremism, political violence. I mean, it sounds like a pretty stark message coming from the president's reelection. I mean, is that going to be really the focus of this campaign?
Yeah, Obama-era hope and change are very much in the rearview mirror. The Biden campaign and the president himself see this moment as uniquely dire. So last night, the campaign held a call to talk about their message and strategy in 2024, and the message was hard to miss. They are running this campaign like democracy depends on it.
The threat that Donald Trump posed in 2020 to American democracy has grown even more dangerous than it was when President Biden ran last time.
The choice for the American people in November 2024 will be about protecting our democracy and every American's fundamental freedoms.
The leading candidate of a major party in the United States is running for president so that he can systematically dismantle and destroy our democracy.
That was Deputy Campaign Manager Quentin Folks, Campaign Manager Julie Chavez Rodriguez, and Communications Director Michael Tyler. And their message might as well have been written in neon. It isn't subtle. And, you know, Biden isn't the only candidate you are going to hear this year saying democracy is at stake. The Trump campaign is also saying that democracy is at stake and Joe Biden is the real threat, though experts in democratic erosion are sounding alarms about Trump and not about Biden. But Trump and his campaign are speaking to concerns that you hear from far-right Republican voters.
All right, so both gearing up for a rematch, obviously. Is there a risk, though, for President Biden in staking so much on running against Trump?
You know, the Biden team also often uses phrases like Trump and his MAGA allies, but the real passion among Democratic voters is about Trump. And that isn't to say that Biden won't talk about his legislative and policy accomplishments, which Democrats are proud of, but they need this to be a choice, not a referendum, especially while voters are still pretty skeptical of Biden's reelection bid.
NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.